got some heat from a few of the guys around here about that. But no, there's not much truth to that. I think you know, anytime there's a position change, as I mentioned last week, there's some hesitation, obviously, with what I was comfortable doing. But you know, I think anytime you're put in position to make plays like that week, it's not only going to you know, benefit yourself, but benefit the defense as well. So you know, yeah, I mean, in a perfect world, I'd love to you know, line outside 100% of the time. Get sacks, but we were able to do that from a different position. So, yeah, I mean, it worked out. And
like starting another week of practice, how much do you like it?
Well, you know, it's you know, I'm still learning, and that's obviously, you know, I take pride in my work. I don't just like going out there and kind of freelancing, so to speak. But with that being said, I'm still learning. I'm still learning the nuances of the position and just from a different kind of aspect and viewpoint. So, that being said, obviously I'm getting more comfortable with it, but there'll still be some you know, some bumps along the way. But you know, as I said after the game last week too, I think just you know, overall, just getting after the ball kind of makes up for some of those shortcomings.
Like, we don't obviously know Casey very well, but would it be? Is he a guy that wants to stir the pot a little bit? Could that have been a little bit behind this?
That's not Casey at all. He doesn't like the media.
And like, so you guys are different.
No, he's a quiet kid. You know, I think sometimes he just talks, and you know, you guys want to take it the way you want to take it. Got to be PC sometimes, but no, I don't suspect that from him whatsoever.
He wasn't playing live games with you then.
No, I don't think so. I don't know if he's that smart. He's an inside backer, after all.
Was the success that you had personally with the inside linebacker position and the defense seemed to have with you there, did that make you any more receptive to the position going forward?
No, absolutely. I mean, you know, you put someone in position to make plays like that, and you come up with making those plays. You're obviously, you know, a little more warm to the idea of you know, playing those different personnel changes. So, I mean, you know, if I had no action the other night, I'd probably be saying, hey, you know, put me at safety or somewhere where we can figure out I can get after the ball. But, no, I think that's what we're going for. I think it worked out. And, you know, like I said, we'll see what that means moving forward. Now that we have, it's not an unscouted look anymore. And I'm sure they'll have, much like some of our personnel early in the season, you know, where I'm moving around, you know, teams will try and combat that. And like I said, we'll see what that means moving forward.
Clay, I don't know if you could have more respect in this locker room than you already had playing through what you've played through injury-wise and whatnot, but just over the past week since the last game, people have said, you know, that's leadership, basically, what you did and kind of selfless. Is it part of that, part of the reason why you're being receptive to it, just to kind of lead the way and show people you got to do whatever it takes?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, we're at a point in the season where we need, you know, we need to make plays, and you know, we need to get our best players out on the field, and you know, if that means, you know, bumping me inside for a few plays a game, and so be it. And obviously, you know, as I've continued to say, it's definitely a, you know, shock at first from a knee jerk reaction, but obviously, when you look at it in hindsight, it makes sense in some areas, and we were able to make sense of it last weekend. You know, like I said, we'll see what it means moving forward. But yeah, I mean, you know, hopefully guys can look up, I mean, look to that and see some form of leadership from that. But ultimately, I think it's just a, you know, a team, a defense that needed help in a certain area, and a guy who just filled the void.
What do you remember from that Chip Kelly scheme from last year, and how much are you looking forward to not having a club on your hand trying to defend that scheme?
Yeah, watching the film last year is tough. I mean, sorry. You know, playing with one hand last year was very difficult, especially in that offense in which they run. So I'll be happy to not have the club on my hand. And but it's just, it's a fast-paced, up-tempo offense, a zone read, a lot of change, you know, just misdirection. Yeah, I mean, you know what it looks like. So, yeah, we'll just be ready for it.
Clay, you mentioned it's no longer an unscouted look. How do you think it'll be different for you second time around without the element of surprise?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm not sure, to be honest with you, but I think, you know, they'll know where I'm at on the field, you know, and at the same time they'll have a week to, you know, scout our defense. So, I mean, there's ways, but not going to give them away. But, yeah, I mean, we'll see what that means as far as how they, you know, how they defend it and, you know, come out. But at the end of the day, it's just me playing a position. It's not like I'm at some special new position that no one's seen before. It's not a new defense. It's just one guy lining up at a new position.
What do you think about fellow Trojan Mark Sanchez is getting another opportunity and playing pretty well so far?
Yeah, I'm happy for him. I mean, it's good to see him kind of get out of New York and get a fresh start here in you know, Philadelphia and not only get a chance to start, but to come in and have some success. So shows that he's more than capable, and at the same time shows that you know, we just can't, you know, expect that we have a backup quarterback coming in. We've got a, you know, a starter coming in who's, I'm sure, has more starts than Foles did. So that being said, you know, he knows that offense. He looks comfortable in it, and we're going to have our hands full.
You guys are both coming out of college, Clay. What kind of NFL QB did you think Mark was going to be?
A high drafted one? That's all I know. I mean, he had some good success early on, and obviously you know, not so much in the latter part, but it, like I said, it's good. Sometimes, you know, change of scenery is the best thing, you know, for people. And for him, it seems like he's kind of, you know, got that. He's doing well now. So hopefully that's the case. Hopefully not this weekend. But, you know, it's always good to see a, you know, a friend do well.